On this Giving Tuesday, WGN Radio and Marquette Bank invite you to support your local community organizations and nonprofits. Get involved, make a difference, and support Chicagoland causes close to your heart.
It's Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, it's Giving Tuesday, and we're highlighting a number of ways that you can help worthy organizations. And one of them is Podere. The CEO and president of Podere is Daniel Loftus, and he joins us now on a phone line. Daniel, welcome.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, so my Spanish is pretty limited, but Podere, as I understand it, means to be able to, correct?
It does. So as a verb, it's to be able, and as a noun, it means power.
And so tell me about Podere and how you are making people able and also giving them power.
Yeah, so Podere is an immigrant integration center. So we talk about integration. There are a couple different phases to it when working with predominantly recent Latino arrivals, all adults to the Chicagoland area. We use a four-phase approach. So the first two phases focus on English, predominantly and kind of historically known as English as a second language. We're more intentional about integrating additional skills to facilitate the successful integration piece, societal integration piece. And then the second part of our approach focuses on the mainstream workforce and making certain that our individuals with whom we work have access to more than a job, but a career, family sustaining wages, an opportunity for economic self-sufficiency, and ultimately, when working with immigrants, upward mobility.
You know, and it is powerful. I mean, I can't imagine landing in a new country, not being able to speak the language, wanting to, and not knowing where to go or to have the resources to learn. And that's where Podere steps in.
That's exactly right. And understanding that linguistic ability, right, the ability to communicate in today's day and age means so much more than just simply the spoken language.
Mm-hmm.
So we're making certain to integrate, especially during the pandemic, digital skills, right, digital literacy. We also focus on financial literacy. We talk about civic engagement and, again, making certain that people are fully participating in society. We also get into, of course, job skills and then ultimately into much more specific industry-specific job training.
And your placement in the professions is pretty high, is it not?
I appreciate, the question. So we have an 83% placement rate. Within industries where there's growth, where there's opportunity, primarily focused on the financial industry and the insurance, we run our property and casualty licensing program. And then our participants are seeing a 34% increase in wages over previous employment. So we're pretty proud of the work that we do. But also, I would say at the same time, understanding that the job and the career is only one piece of a very complex puzzle. So we make certain that we're working with and partnering with other organizations that can provide additional support services.
Daniel Loftus is with us. He's the president of Podere, which helps new, recently arrived immigrants learn English and then incorporate that and move into the workforce. What sorts of other resources are we talking about here, Daniel?
So when it comes to immigrants, there are obviously a myriad of issues that people are facing. We pride ourselves, ultimately, we're opening up a new headquarters, a 7,000-square-foot facility in Gage Park, where we're going to have mental health services, we're going to have legal services, we're going to tackle issues such as domestic violence, housing, transportation, childcare, all issues that we have not historically sort of worked with participants, but instead we're saying, hey, we know who we are. As an immigrant integration center, we'll focus on the language piece, we'll focus on the job piece, but making certain other partners in the community can provide these additional services.
I'm sure you are giving some wonderful people an absolutely remarkable gift. I mean, tell me about the joys of some of this.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I had somebody the other day who was asking me about, wow, you've been doing this 24 years. You've served 15,000 people. You know, you must have seen multiple generations over this time. And I looked at them square in the eye, Steve, and I said, no, we haven't. And I take pride in that,
yeah.
Right? We're investing in this first sort of generation of immigrants who arrive in this country and then making certain that they have the tools, but they also have the connection. I think probably more than anything else, we're connecting good people to good opportunities, which ultimately benefits the individual, it benefits the family, communities, the city, and also, of course, local employers all at the same time.
And I would imagine when you're introducing English to one person in your class, that introduction is being brought home as well and would help the proficiency of the family members of your students.
There's no doubt. That's sort of that ripple effect that while we focus on the individual, we understand that there's a family impact here. There's a community impact here as well. And it's not, we pride also ourselves in saying, hey, let's not check one of your greatest assets when you walk in the door to pull there, and that being your Spanish-speaking ability. We embrace that, and we encourage all of our participants to look for Spanish-speaking opportunities, right? We're now bilingual is preferred, if not required, in these positions to make certain they're fully taking advantage of every skill that they possess.
We are a city of immigrants, and you at Podere are certainly helping those immigrants assimilate and make us all stronger. I appreciate that, Daniel Loftus.
I appreciate the opportunity, Steve.
Where do people find more information?
So our website is Podere Works, so PodereWorks.org. You can find more in general about our mission, about our impact, and also about our exciting, you know, the first, as far as the city is concerned, in immigrant integration and job center in the Gage Park community. So PodereWorks.org is the place to go.
Fantastic. Daniel Loftus, the CEO and president of Podere. It was wonderful to talk to you, and I'm grateful for the work that you're doing for all of us.
I appreciate the opportunity. So much of it is about spreading the word, and I appreciate this opportunity on Giving Tuesday.
Well, consider the word spread. Be well. Okay, yeah, it's Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to check in with Mary now to get a look at the weather and the traffic.